Hello and welcome to Sunnyside Up. My name is Mitul Shah, CEO of Demand Matrix. Sunnyside Up is 15 minutes of concentrated analysis and advice from startup founders, B2B marketers, sales, and product leaders.
Today I'm joined with a very special guest, Akhil Chawar, who is the VP of Engineering at ShoppingPal. And I was having a conversation with Shakid before we started this interview, and he was telling me how he has been very methodical and very meticulous about doing internships at startups and joining startups. So I'm super excited to have a conversation with you. Welcome, Shakid, to our program.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you. Fantastic. Thanks a lot.
So this series is about entrepreneurs in India, where I think there are a huge amount of startups, you know, that comes out of India, but very rarely they get the right level of mentorship. They get, you know, they don't get the right level of funding. And this is an effort to essentially help these entrepreneurs to go about doing that. So do you want to quickly introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about, you know, your journey from starting till becoming the VP of Engineering at ShoppingPal?
So it started all from like doing internships from the college and going through working under various and very high skilled mentors and people. And from there, understanding the business, how startup works, how the culture works, what is the right set, right mindset for people, where should I go, and what kind of things I should look for in a startup before joining. These kind of things which I learned from all of these internships and people I met and the recommendations they made, and these kind of things made me come to the right platform and take right decisions in the right time. So this was the other thing. And after college, I worked in 3 startups till date, out of which 2 got acquired. And this has been my 3rd startup where I'm working as a VP of engineering. And each startup, it has always been like you get one step ahead, right? So started as junior level guy, then senior. And suddenly it was...
What is phenomenal for me is that, you know, I mean, let's be very honest, right? I mean, in India, you know, startup is still a bit of a stigma. I don't think culturally, you know, many people really understand what it takes to be a startup. How did you end up discovering that, you know, these are the characteristics I should look for, you know, in joining a startup? Or because this was seems like it was very deliberate and very intentional attempt, as opposed to just you didn't stumble upon a startup, you did a very deliberate attempt towards that.
So the first, like when I started, I obviously didn't know about this thing, but luckily I got a guy who is right now in MIT, and
so you had a mentor.
Yes, and he just said that he actually wrote the whole Linux operating system in Bengali. He was a Bengali, right? So I got really inspired with that, and from there I got the knowledge that if you want to learn and do things at that time in like 2010 kind of stuff, it was the best place to be as a startup. But then eventually while working, I figured out that not all startups are good. So you need to choose how you want to go ahead with your life. I wanted to be a technical person and I wanted to be a lead in the technical development, technical area. So I choose people where I figured out what are the right set of things and the mindset of people that promote what I want to learn, right? I wanted to learn something where my exposure is out. That means I need to go in a company where open source should be promoted. So that became a criteria for me. I wanted to sit next to the founder and ask him a question. So I searched for a place where the founder sits next to me. And whenever there is a need, I can go to him, approach him and ask him. And these kind of small things lead me to a way where I was clear about these 5 things I want in a company, and I won't be compromising in these factors. These things help me to reach where I wanted to reach. So it's all about understanding what you want to do, where you want to go, and very typical question that you will hear in HR, right? Where do you see after 5 years? But that is very important. You need to know where do you see after yourself after 5 years, right? Not because you want to sit at some place and earn money, but actually in a practical life, if you are given 5 years time, where do you think and what do you want to achieve and act on that thing? This has been my way of going ahead.
So the interesting thing I always, you know, hear that, you know, and I personally experienced this, you know, as a serial entrepreneur, there are more downs than ups. You know, a startup is a package. It might look glamorous and sexy sometimes from outside, but it's a lot of hard work and a lot of sweat that goes into it.
Definitely.
Looks like you have been on this path, you know, consistently, even though your second startup probably didn't make it, or I'm sure you have had a lot of down days as opposed to the up days. How do you figure out, you know, or how do you keep yourself motivated, and how do you make sure that, you know, that resiliency, right? How did you build that, especially which is not that common in India?
So for me, people tend to give up in India very soon, right? If you see the big names, what they've done, they have been persistent all of their life. Mm-hmm. They've gone through several phases of failures, but they didn't give up. They said, I'm going to do this and I'm going to achieve this. So this has been the key for the success. And for me, I never looked for happiness in monetary wise, right? In monetary things. I never said, okay, I need a big salary to be happy. I don't need a big bungalow to be happy, right? All I need to be happy is I need to learn something. Mm-hmm. And every day when I leave office, I need to make a commit and I need to do something. And I need to say that, okay, today I have done something and this makes me happy and this makes me self-motivated. Even if I fail, my company is going to shut down, or there has been phases where the product I built was not good. But my takeaway from that thing was I wrote a beautiful code which can be reused in any other project, and that project can be live in an hour, right? So the time and amount of energy I spent on writing a product, even though it was not successful, I know I can take this and build something else. So that was the motivation. That was the reward for me.
So as an engineering leader, what are the three important skill sets, you know, are required to be a good, you know, engineering leader?
So the first thing that I think is important is self-learning. You should be able to learn you by yourself.
Like hands-on.
Right, hands-on. And if I need to learn something, I need to hit hard. Mm. Even though I am not able to understand it, I need to again go back there, again learn things. So this is like one point where I think it's like the topmost quality for being a good developer. Second thing is always ownership. You need to own the product. You need to take the product as, this is what I want to build, not this is what someone else is want to build, right? If you are building it just because you are said this to build, you will never become a good developer. I'll sit down in my room, and when I'm sitting alone, I won't watch a movie or something. What I'll do, I'll think about it. How can I improve the UX and UI of this app, right? What magical thing can I do in this thing so that I can be very happy for this
passion.
Thing, right?
Passion,
so passion is very important. Ownership. So you own that thing, right? Just you are doing it to learn something. You're doing it because this is your product. And obviously being independent. I think you can go to a Stack Overflow website and you can see things and you can write something. But doing that independently, finding the right keyword, finding right places, right blocks, right methods, the right channels to go. I think this is what differentiates between a good and a bad developer. A good developer can go to a specific place, a specific site, a specific tutorial, and he will know that what I need to write and how I need to learn. So you need to be independent. You need not, if you're too much dependent on someone else and someone is spoon feeding you, I think you will never be able to become a good developer. So for me, like these three things, ownership, being independent, and self-learning.
That's fantastic. So I'm sure that, you know, India is such an entrepreneurial, you know, country that everybody has five ideas, right? Maybe on a daily basis, they have five ideas.
Yeah.
But the always question, you know, remains is that, you know, I cannot find people. I'm not, you know, say, I want to build a team who's essentially going to work with me to build this thing. I don't know how to find the right people. You know, I'm trying to find the right technical talents. Do you have any advice or guidance for people to how to go about doing that?
People who have been successful have been the experts of what they wanted to do, mm-hmm. right? They gained the knowledge. They had a passion to build that thing. They understood that this problem is there and this is how I can solve it, right? For a person to come and say, okay, I am I have an idea, but I don't know how to solve this thing. I don't know how to write a code, or maybe I don't know how to build this thing, this solution, so that people can be benefited. I think that is not the right way to go. If I need to start something, I'll make sure that I have 60 to 70% of what it takes me to build something. Otherwise, it's always going to be a failure, right? You don't know how to write a code and you're going for a tech startup. Doesn't make sense. You need to know how to write a code.
But even if I'm a technical guy, right? I mean, I'm going to need the team, right?
Definitely, you are going to need the team. But see, you need to be prepared for the best and the worst, right? You might get a team who is rock solid and who can do wonders for you, but there will be days where you will see everyone gone from the company and you are staying alone. And at that time, if you don't know how to handle things, you will definitely be failing and going away from this thing. Practically, for me, it's like one criteria to become an entrepreneur is to understand the problem and know this is what I'm going to do to solve it. And 80% of the solution you should be knowing, at least not from the technical point of view, but from other aspects also, right? What you need to do. These things need to be clear with you as a founder, right? Because that will motivate you to never give up. So I think that's what my point of view is. That
interesting. So you brought up the importance of culture.
Right.
And, you know, you brought it up multiple times. And this is actually very refreshing for me to hear that you know, why culture is important.
Right.
Sometimes people may or may not realize it, the importance of it. But I would love for you to kind of, you know, talk about, you know, culture, building the culture and the importance of the culture.
So culture is, I think, for me, it's the topmost priority for any given company. If the company doesn't have a good culture, he will never have a trusted employee, right? For a company to succeed, if a person can come and say that, okay, he is the founder, he was the co-founder, and he made this company to what it is today, I don't think I agree to that thing.
That's right.
Because it's always a team behind the founders and right? And these kind of teams are there where who will support you in the good and bad, right? And if you don't build this thing over time, you will never be able to complete or be a successful entrepreneur, right? So how will you sustain a team? How will you build a team? How will you make your team respect you in good and bad, right? And that's not like some people say, okay, I want to build a culture where I should be, there should be hierarchical approach, right? And some people say, okay, I don't want a culture. I want a culture where it should be a flat hierarchy, right? If you have the intention of having a hierarchical approach, then hire people with that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Hire people who love being mentored, who want their hierarchy to be there, who want the levels of the powers and all that thing. Hire those kind of people. If you are a fan of flat structure, then hire people who will always be there on the flat side, right? Who will say, okay, I don't want a hierarchy, I'm not a boss, call me a friend or something, and always be there. So building a culture is also about having or hiring the right set of people that, okay, I am going ahead with this kind of culture. I want to build a company like this, and I'll be hiring people with this mindset only.
This is fantastic. I mean, this has been an amazing conversation. What are your recommendations for local entrepreneurs, people who are starting up, or even people who have been doing this for a while?
So for me, I think every entrepreneur, whichever sector, whichever domain they are there, different kind of products are there. I have been into logistics and travel and all these things. So I always kept my focus on the B2B side. I used to read a lot of blogs, and there are like some very good news apps that were there. And I cannot say myself as a good reader. And I don't read too many books, but I've always been active on social media and forums and places where the right set of news can come to me and the knowledge can come to me. So
give us an example.
For example, there was a very new app called InShots. And I found out this app and I loved it because I used to get 100 short messages every day, and I can just scroll through them and I can see what's happening in the current affairs, where is the right business. And then updates, for example, B2B, Facebook started something recently for these manufacturers and stores, right? If you guys know. And I came to know about this 6 months before. So it's more about being active on various platforms, but not saying that it shouldn't be like you don't go for the books or proper things. But yeah, good apps. I for me, my part of knowledge was always through people, through social medias, through personal contacts, and yes, discovering new tools like InShot apps and all these things, which helped me become a good B2B fan or something like that, right?
Fantastic.
Yes.
Well, I think this has been an exciting interview. I think I have learned a lot, you know, from this series. So thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you.
And, you know, we'll be putting your information. So if people need to get in touch with you, they can reach out to you. So
again,
thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. It was fun.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.